Well, it's Radio Dublin, Stereo 101.7 and 99.4 MHz FM. Station news for this Sunday, February 17th, 1991, with myself, Joe Doyle, filling in for the captain for this week. Welcome along to the news. People who have been listening to the station since about Thursday evening will be have no doubt be wondering what is going on. In fact, what is going on here at the station at the moment with continuous non-stop music since then till now, with the odd occasion test transmission in between. Well, at this stage, I can't say anything about what is going on for reasons that I will hopefully be able to explain to you in better detail in the coming weeks on the news and on the Ranorax programme. Nobody knows what is going on except myself and my assistant station manager Andy Preston and of course Eamon. We hope to be able to tell you a little bit more about exactly what is going on and what isn't going on within the next week and that, and all will become clear. I'm sure Eamon will come into the studio personally himself and tell you exactly what is going on, but we just thought we'd come on the station news, do the station news, read out some stuff as we should have read out on the Anorex programme on Friday, and so on and so forth. Now, there's been a lot of people ringing up saying this is going on and that is going on, and some of the funny pranks that have been, some of the funny things that have been coming in on the phone are as follows. The first one was, of course, that we were closing down. Needless to say, I have to say that's nonsense. The second one was, of course, that Joe Doyle, being me, had been sacked and all the staff walked out after him. Not at all. We don't sack people in here. I'd hardly sack myself now, would I? The fourth one was, of course, that Eamon had died and the, the receivers had come in and taken over the station. So there you go, Eamon, if he's listening. You're dead, by the way. That was the other one. And the other one, of course, for the third time this year, we're moving premises. Don't think so. Nah. We're happy with what we are. What I can tell you is that we'll be back on the air as soon as possible with the usual staff at the usual times, on the usual frequencies, playing the usual music to our usual audience who are usually there listening to us, and of course which we do be dreadfully grateful for. So there you go, for those of you that have been wondering. I was listening to another pirate station there on Friday morning, and that pirate station was saying that we were gone. The oldest pirate radio station in the city had left. It was going, it had gone bust, and all this type of thing. So I had to come on and do a station news just to prove that man wrong. You should be so lucky, Kevin. Now, other things, as I says, we can't say any more except to say thank you to all the staff who have been more than put out by everything that's going on at the moment, but they've put up with it and they've gone along with what is happening, and we thank them. Although they don't know anything, they have been pretty patient in what is going on. We just did not have time to get around to everyone, and also we must say thanks to the listeners who have rang up with a lot of support and messages of support and just wondering what is going on. I think last night, yesterday afternoon, I must have taken in about 16, 17 phone calls in the space of an hour's test transmission, and Andy took in somewhere in the 20 to 30 mark last night as well. The minute they hear a voice, they're on wondering what's going on. Our thanks to the listeners. We can assure you there's nothing wrong. We're all perfectly healthy and happy here. We're just sorting out something, and as soon as that little problem is overcome, we'll be back. So thank you very much to the listeners who have rang in. Now, that's all I can say. Like I said, hopefully we'll have better news on that as time goes on. Well, other station news. Atlantic 252 have managed somehow to secure the right to leave their mast up where it is. I don't know how they managed that. I don't know. There has to be something wrong with a judge that will allow that to continue broadcasting and causing the interference that it is undoubtedly causing. Let's go into our office telephone inside in the office and you'll hear Atlantic 252. It is ridiculous. I don't know what the story is there. The judge should have gone up to every one of those homes within a mile radius of Atlantic 252, and then the judge would have understood. I've never understood why in all these planning permissions for mass and everything else that the judge, the jury or whatever it is, don't go up to these sites, to the homes of the people who are claiming interference, go up to them and listen to the interference for themselves, and then they'd have thrown it out lock, stock and barrel. I think Atlantic 252 should close down, disappear and get off the face of the earth unless they're going to sort out their interference. But of course it is RTE, what can you say? So now they won't have to use their mast in Tullamore after all. No wonder Pat Kenny is relieved. What, a day off the air while we move to Tullamore? Couldn't have that. Other things was we were getting reports in yesterday afternoon that WABC was under siege by members of the Department of Communications and the Detective Inspector Clifford or Gadget. All false lies and stupid goings on there. Nothing wrong up there at all. Everybody broadcasting away as happy as Larry. You may notice in the newspapers all during the week are very nice and beautiful and kind and generous. Minister for Communications, Mr. Seamus Brennan, a nice man he is too, has been getting an awful lot of slack over the Unpost business. Well, it should be fair to note by everybody in the newspapers and in the media that the Unpost business was instigated by Ray Burke, Minister for Communications. And all Seamus Brennan has done was inherit it. It's not his fault. It was all put into gear before Seamus arrived in the Department of Communications. That poor man. Would you give him a break? A nice man he is. You should know him first before you give him a break. No, I'm not losing my marbles neither. No, we didn't do the Anorex program on Friday, so what we're going to do is just read out something that we were going to read out in the Anorex program for those of you that may remember my station news last week. Well, every so often on the Anorex program we find that people tend to take up our comments wrong. In most cases people know exactly what they're talking about, but in order to cause as much hassle as they can, they make a big and make as big a fuss about it as they possibly can because they do not have the intelligence to understand their comments or my comments. Now, in the case of my Sunday news last week, people seem, for reasons best known to their prides, which are bigger than their heads, decided to cause as much trouble as they possibly could for really no reason at all. This trouble came in the form of ringing up Simon Marr, Free Radio News from Ireland, and crying down the phone to him. Firstly, let me state that Simon Marr didn't make the so-called statements, and he is in no way linked with the Anorex programme or with Radio Dublin. In fact, he's nothing to do with Radio Dublin at all, and he has no editorial policy into the Anorex programme, just the same as I have no editorial say in the running of Free Radio News from Ireland. Now, why the people could not have phoned me in the first place is a mystery. I could only come up with two reasons. Firstly, that they knew exactly what I would say, and second, that they knew that I would have explained it to them in such a way that anybody, even with half a brain, would have understood it. And of course, this is something that they just wouldn't have been able to gasp because they don't even have half a brain. Over the past couple of months now, I've had a pain in the catooties listening to school children ringing me up and ringing Simon up and ringing everybody else involved with radio up and saying things about their big 1 kilowatt stations that are coming on the air in FM and 5 kilowatt stations on medium wave. They're lucky if they've ever seen a 5 kilowatt medium wave. This is something, of course, I suppose you get used to. However, this baby carrying on annoys hell out of me. Now, Barry and Gary should know exactly what I'm on about. If they don't, let me just refresh their memories a little bit as regards to making little lies and spoofs up. Firstly, when we put on our 99.5 megahertz FM transmitter last summer to enable our move to the new studios here at Inchicore, these two people claimed on CB Radio and in other circles around the radio world that this transmitter in fact belonged to them. Sure, it doesn't belong to them, it belonged to us. Secondly, the actual transmitter that they were using for KHGR did not belong to them, contrary to what they were saying on air. The transmitter actually belonged to WABC Downtown Radio, which they had been asked to fix. Now, they switched off KHGR last Saturday to enable them to return it to Paul Barrett, the owner of the same transmitter. So there you go. These are the people that are all upset about little comments I make, and they haven't got the capability of telling the truth themselves. Now, going on the air saying these things is not something that I like to do, but if they're going to go around making such a big hassle about things that I said and throwing them up in the air, landing them down the ground, mixing them around and making them into something that they weren't, well, then why shouldn't I do this? Now, that is what is wrong with Free Radio. And it's everything that's wrong with Free Radio being accessible to school children who haven't got the brains to understand how to use radio for the benefit of listeners and not their own prides and what their school friends are saying in school and the mates down the road and Kevin up there and James up here and Jack up there and Jill over there. Now, the sooner people such as Gary and Barry understand this, along with a couple of other people out that side of the city, radio will be a much better place. Now, the reason I was going to say that in my Anorex programme on Friday, but seeing that things developed on Saturday, we weren't able to. Let me just state, of course, that what I've just said there is me, and only me, making a comment in a statement. Facts as well. nothing to do with the station, and it has nothing to do with what is going on at the moment in here in the station. Now, other news in the Anorak sphere, stations that are on the air at the moment, as he shuffles through more paper, more typed up sheets of paper here than I've ever had on a station news before. I don't know. Yeah, stations that are on the air, Rock 103.1, are noted on air today and yesterday on very, very low power. DCR, Dunleary Community Radio on 105.9, I think it is, have now changed their name to Dunleary Weekend Radio. DWR, when did I have a feeling that was going to come? And Signal Radio were also noted on 1224 with their own programmes, and also relaying, of course, the new Dunleary Weekend Radio. And I asked, was there a merger in sight here? And there is no merger and nothing happening in the merger front. They're just relaying them there, as the guys in Signal Radio do to the Anorak program and such things like that. And we thank them as usual. The Yahoo, by the way, is still up in 106.2, but we'll say no more about that. Now, that's the station news. Like I said, just to reiterate what we said earlier on, our comments last Sunday were taken up wrong by the people who took them up wrong. Anything to say to me, Gary or Barry, please phone me here at the station. You know the phone number. Don't be going off ringing other people and crying to them, because they don't have a say in what happens here. And it only tends to cause a little bit of arguments between myself and Simon, and I don't like doing that, because I think out of all the Anorak people I have met in my days in radio, Simon seems to be about the most committed, most intelligent one that I have met. I do tend to meet a couple of people that are pretty good in radio. Paul Barrett is pretty good in radio, and Bernard Evans and people like that, but Simon has a good commitment towards it, and I don't like arguing with him, so please don't be ringing up Simon, because in future Simon just won't be listening to you, I hope. Now, like I said, other news, the station at the moment, we're back-to-back music, the odd test transmission here and there. This will continue for a while until we can come back on the air live and sort the situation out. I can't tell you what is going on at the moment, but we do promise that as soon as we're back on live, the next station news we do, we'll have Eamon in the studio here with us, and we'll let him tell you, or we'll have him live on the Anorak programme on Friday evening, if there's an Anorak programme this Friday or whatever, and let him tell you what is exactly going on. That's all I can say at this stage. Thank the staff once again, who have been more than put out by what is going on, but they've stuck with us and are willing to go by what is happening. Our thanks to them. Like I said, nobody in the station actually knowing except myself, the assistant station manager, and Eamon, and of course we thank Andy Preston for his help and support over the last couple of days, because as people normally know, I'm off at the weekends, but I've been here this weekend for obvious reasons. Now, when we do come back, of course we'll have the normal setup: Graeme Turner, Adam Jackson, John Gregory, Derek Jones, Alan Ryan, Andy Preston, Andy Crine, Gary Lewis, Joe Curry, Pat Richards, Pierre Stevens, Robbie Howard, Taryn Audrey, Chris Murray, Tony Quinn, Chris Adams, and Ian Richards. They'll all be back. Nobody has gone. It's just the way things are at the moment. Of course, I'll be back with Heartbeat on a Sunday night as well. Okay, that's station news. I'd just like to thank you once again for the phone calls and people that have rang in and stuff like that. Once again, our thanks. We're now going back into engineering tests and some more non-stop music. But before we go, seeing that I got a good copy of this record during the week, well, I decided I'd play it, and we'll play it on the going out. It is, of course, from 1978. The DA Band, and I Like It, the Radio Dublin team tune. Take care of yourself till next week, about 2:30. Goodbye now, God bless, and thanks for sticking with us. I wanna listen to the best around, it's got to be.